Let's see.
I'm not tired, and I don't care how tired you are. I'm moving. So
you can use your elbow to keep me awake.
Last week,
very good.
Last week, you paused when this side of the table was asleep, and I saw that you were like flaking out on your own chair. You're like, no, I'm losing you. I'm gonna be the last one left.
We'll lose them. Tanarabanan, Kara Serugan Yatsa. So we had learned this before. If a person reads the Megillah Serugin, which means choppy, no, not out of order. Meaning he stop and go. That's Yotza, you're still good with that. We're going to discuss exactly what the parameters of the Serugin are. You can't pause for 24 hours. So we're gonna see what the parameters of those are. But Serusin lo Yotza. If you're Mesuras, which means that it's completely out of order, that's not going to be Yotze. Rav Muna Omer Mishim Rabbi Yehuda, Af B'Seirugin. Even when it comes to stop and go, Im Shoha K'dei Ligmor Iskula, if you paused the amount of time that it takes for you to complete the whole thing, then Chozer L'Rosh, then you have to go back. Now, the Gemara discusses, Amr Rav Yosef Halachik Rav Muna, Sha'amr Mishum Rabbi Yehuda, Rav Yosef says that is in fact the halacha. That when it comes to Seirugin, we do allow it, but only if you've paused not the amount of time that it takes to complete the whole thing. Says the Gemara Amalei, Abayel Rav Yosef, here's the kasha. K'dei ligmor es kula mehecha dekoi l'seifa odilma mireisha l'seifa. What does it mean when he said that if you pause the amount of time that it takes to read the whole thing, you're not Yotze? Does that mean if you pause the amount of time that it takes for you to finish? Meaning if you are at Ish Yehudiya Yabishushan Abira, then instead of taking 40 minutes to read the Megillah, it might only take you 32 minutes to read the Megillah, and therefore if you pause 32 minutes, then you're not Yotze. Or do we say that it's the whole thing? Yeah? That's the Shaila of the Gemara. Okay? Now, the Gemara answers, and says, Amalei Mireisha L'Seifa. When we say that if a person pauses the amount of time that it takes to read the whole thing, that's from the beginning of the Megillah until the end. Why do I say that? The Imkain, because if not, Nasata Dvarech L'Shiurin, then you're going to have a totally different shiur for everybody. Meaning, somebody who pauses in the last perek only has about 2 minutes, probably even less. The last perek is tiny.
Last pusik.
You got seconds. If you pause seconds, you're done.
You have to read the whole thing again.
So, interestingly, the Gemara's problem. They got to read the whole thing again.
Yes.
So interestingly, the problem. The Gemara's problem is the Gemara's raya is because you're going to have different shiurim. For one guy who pauses in the last perek, it's only a minute. For one guy who pauses in the beginning of the Megillah, it's 44 minutes. For a guy who pauses in the middle, it's going to be 22 minutes. So then it's always different. That's the Gemara's raya.
But it's not problematic that.
But that applies to the other end, the other opinion. Anyway, even if you say it's from beginning to end, it's still going to be different depending on who's reading.
Ah, very good. So there is a shaila in the Achronim as to what I mean, even if you're going to say it's beginning to end. Is that the amount of time that it takes? This Balkore, this guy takes forever. So he's a 58-minute Balkore, so then you got 58 minutes to pause. And you can watch your reruns of I Love Lucy, and you come back, and you'll be fine. Or do we say that it's a typical Balkore is going to take 40 minutes, right?
40 minutes?
I don't know. What is
30
it?
30 minutes.
Yeah, is it 30 minutes? I don't know if it's 30 minutes.
What was it?
Do we include the clapping for Hummer? And how many kids do we have to allow in this
There are balakor.
And what type of groggers are we talking about here?
There are balakor that can be very fast.
Uh-huh.
There are.
And there are seaboards that are willing to bypass the Hummer. So whatever. Anyway. We're not getting involved in that. But the point is, the Gemara says it's Mereisha L'Seifa. It's from the very beginning of the Megillah until the end. So you have some kind of Hagdara, some kind of idea is what we're talking about over here. A pause of 5 minutes is going to be totally permissible. Okay? A pause of 45 minutes is going to be problematic. That's the answer.
25 minutes? Borderline. We don't know.
Could be borderline. Leave the kids at home. Could be a problem.
Just don't do it.
Just don't do it. Nike, just don't do it. Right?
Leave the kids at home? That seems like a poor halakhic decision.
I'm saying the kids are the ones who stretch it out. Now anyway, I'm a Rabbi Abba, I'm Rabbi Yirmi Abar Abba, I'm Rav Halacha ki Rav Muna. Rav Paskins like Rav Muna, Ushmul Amar ain't Halacha ki Rav Muna. Shmuel says the Halacha is not like Rav Muna. The Gemara is going to challenge this in a second. Besura Masnu Hachi. In Surah, that's how they learn it. In other words, in Surah they learn that Rabbi Abba Amar Rabbi Yirmi Abar Abba quoted Rav as saying the Halacha is like Rav Muna. But in Pumpadisa Masnu Hachi. In Pumpadisa they had somewhat of a different tradition as to who said what. Amar Rav Kahana Marav Halacha Rav Muna. Here and there in Pumpadisa they learned that it was actually Rav Kahana quoting Rav as saying that the Halacha is like Rav Muna, and Shmuel Amar ain't Halacha Rav Muna. Fine, but at any rate, according to either Surah or Pumpadisa, Rav says yes, the Halacha is like Rav Muna, that that if you're shohak de ligmar is kula, then you're not yotze, and Shmuel says the Halacha is not like Rav Muna. But Rav Bibi masni epcha. Rav Bibi, this is not the Bibi, this is Rav Bibi. Okay, lest you think this is our Bibi, this is not our Bibi. This is Rav Bibi. Rav Bibi Masni Epcha, Rav Amar Ein Halachik Rav Muna, Shmuel Amar Halachik Rav Muna. Shmuel Paskins like the Yachid. And he says, according to Rav Bibi, he says that in Echlami we Paskin like Rav Muna. And Amar Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, Nakut Rabbi Bibi Biadecha. You should learn, you should take Rav Bibi in your hands. In other words, you should follow what Rav Bibi says. The Shmuel who dechayish the chida, because we know that Shmuel is typically concerning himself with the yachid, meaning he typically follows the yachid. Ditanan, how do we know that? Because we have another Mishnah in Yevamos in a completely different context where we see that Shmuel follows a yachid. Where do we see that? Shomeris the Tanan, Shomeris Yam. Yavam Shakidesh Achiv Esachosa. If we have a Shomeres Yavam is a woman whose husband died. She is now awaiting Yibum with the brother.
Like
Tamar. So, because Tamar did not have a sister, I'm not going to bring the Tamar case. I'm just going to bring the classic Rachel and Leah and Reuven Shimon Levi situation, if you don't mind.
Sorry.
Okay? No, that's okay. But Tamar was a good one, and you get a pat on the back for that.
Thank you.
Okay? Shemeres Yavam, we have Rachel. Rachel was married to Reuven. Reuven croaked. Polar vortex. Goner. Okay? Now, you have Shimon and Levi, who are brothers of Reuven. Shimon is the older one. Levi is slightly younger. And now Levi was Mekadesh Leah. So now, Rachel is awaiting Yibum. Leah is Rachel's sister. and Levi is Mekadesh Leah, because he wants to marry Leah. So the question is, Mishum Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira Amru, Omrim Lo, we say to Levi, Hamtein, you have to wait for Shimon, your brother, Ad Sheyase Achicha Hagadol Maisa. You have to wait until Shimon does something, either Yibum or Chalitza. But something's got to happen with Rachel before you marry Leah. Why? Why? Because according to this Yachid opinion, Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, the Zika, the bind that Rachel has is equal to Shimon as it is to Levi. Or I should say equal to Levi it is to Shimon. Meaning we don't assume that just because it is traditional, conventional for Shimon, who is the older one, to marry the Shomeres Yavam, that therefore Levi is completely off the hook. Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira says Levi is not off the hook. He's still hooked. He's hooked until Shimon decides, I'm doing a new Yibum and Chalitza. Once he does the Yibum and Chalitza, that releases the Zika, releases the bind, it releases the obligation on either one, and then Levi could go ahead and marry Leah. But until such time, there is a Zika, there's a bind between Rachel and both Levi and Shimon, so we say, Levi, hold off.
But he's already been Mekadesh.
Yeah, but don't marry her. Don't do the Nisuin. You can do the Kedushin, don't do anything. Don't do any Maisa. Don't do any Nisuin. According to the Chachamim, they disagree with Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. The Chacham say that, go ahead and marry her because Shimon's got the obligation. So the Zika is only on Shimon. The Zika is not on Levi. So Levi doesn't have to worry about it. There's no Zika on Levi.
But who died?
Reuven Polivort, they got to keep up with this.
And he had two brothers? You have two brothers?
Yeah, yeah. Reuven, Shimon, and Levi.
Okay, and Shimon, and one of them was...
Shimon is 20, and Levi is 18.
Okay, and Shimon is engaged to the sister of Rachel?
Levi is engaged to the sister Leah. To Rachel's sister Leah.
Levi is, okay.
Rachel's husband died.
So Shimon should marry her, and that's it. Shalom al Yisrael.
So what?
Shimon, the one who's not engaged
yes.
to anyone.
According to the Chachamim, Shalom al Yisrael, exactly. The Bzika, the bind of the Yibum, is with Shimon alone, and therefore Levi can do whatever he wants. But according to Reuven ben Beseira, there is an equal bind to Levi and Shimon. That's a Das Yachid. And Amar Shmuel, Halachik Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. Shmuel says that we pass him like Rav Yehuda ben Beseira. So Shmuel is Chayish for the Yachid. When he's Chayish for the Yachid, like he is in that case, where he's chayish for the yachid l'chumra, here also he's going to be chayish for the yachid l'chumra. It makes sense to say that he's going to be choshish for the yachid l'chumra. Now, when I first learned this, I thought that I didn't really understand it. I can't say that I really completely do either, other than the fact that we say that since Shmuel is chayish for the yachid l'chumra in one case, he's going to be chayish for yachid l'chumra in another case. But otherwise, I don't understand what's the makesher. Maybe Shmuel holds there's a Zika, like Rabbi Yehuda Beseira says, there's a Svara, there's a Zika. She should be bound to Levi like she should be bound by Shimon. So there's a Zika, so then tell Levi to hold off. But who says that just because he's Chayish for the Yachid Lechumra in Yibum, that he has to be Chayish for the Yachid in a case of Megillah, that if you're Shohak de Ligmar Eskula, all of a sudden you have to wait? Makesher. My kesher. But there's a kesher. There's no kesher. There's no kesher in Svara, but there's a kesher
like
in at least...
Like, does Shmuel consistently always hold like a dossier?
Right. That is a good question. That's a good question.
That's what
I'm therefore authorizing you to now learn through Shas to give me an answer by Monday. Okay? I'm giving you all weekend, after all. What? You can even do an encyclopedia Talmudic search if you want. We can break up the Shas through different mesechtas. Everybody take different mesechtas. But by Monday, I want an answer. Okay, it's a good question. I don't know the answer, but I was curious myself as to whether that's true. Whether Shmuel is in fact, if we went through every case where Shmuel paskins, is he following the Yachid L'chumra? Right? Or is this just a... Because if not, then if there's already inconsistencies, so then that really throws this whole theory up in the air. Okay. That's what the Gemara says, though. And that is, therefore, what we shall take from this Gemara. Anyway, the Gemara goes on. Tana Rabbana. Hishmit ba sefer osios opsukin v'karan hakorei. What happens if the Sefer was having a bad day and he left off certain words or even certain psukim from the Megillah? Left them out. Skipped them lagamri. The Koran HaKore and the Bal Kore, who was very fluent, he read them Bal Peh. He read them by heart. So the Mishnah, the Gemara says, the Kimiturgman HaMetargim, it's like a Miturgman. When a Metargim gets up there and starts translating for the rest of the Kehillah, he usually throws in his own words. He throws in his own commentary. So that's basically what's happening here. You have a Megillah that is written Rubo Kikulo, 90%. There's a few words here and there that were left out. There's a few psukim here and there that were left out, so maybe we're at 85%. But it's Rubo, and the Kore is reading it by heart. He's essentially adding his own commentary, so to speak, because he's reading that which is not written. Says the Gemara, you're Yotze with that, which is an unbelievable Yesod, because we learned before that you cannot Koran Al Peh Lo Yotze. Here we're saying there's a Kanech. that it's Karen al Pelo Yotza, but as the Gemara is going to say, Meisvei, wait a minute, Hayu Ba'os Yos Metush Tashos O Mekoros, the Braisa says, if there were letters that were rubbed off, or that the parchment was torn and you therefore couldn't see the letters, Im Rishumon Nikar Kashera, if the Rishum, if at least the trace, there's a trace of the letter, even though you can't really make out the letter, but there's a trace of the letter, so it's Nikar that there was a letter, Kashera. So then it's Kosher, V'im Lav, but if there's no trace, Psula. So how can you tell me that if the sofer left it out legamri and the karei read it balpe, your yotze, we see over here, if there's no rishum nikur, if there's no trace bichlal, you're not yotze, it's a stira, says the Gemara lokasha habekula habemiktsasa. When we say that if the OCOs are metushtashos or mekuraos, that's lo yotza when? That's when most of the Megillah is that way. It's a very old Megillah. It's very frail. It's tearing all over the place. It's worn out in many places. You can't even see the letters. If that's the case by most of the Megillah, you're not yotze. But our case is, he left out a word, he left out a pasuk, but 80% is there, you're going to be yotze. And lo halacha we paskin, if you have 51%, you're going to be yotze. The Mishnah Berurah is mesupak. What if you have exactly 50-50? Exactly 50-50, which way does it go? I don't know what the Mishnah Berurah says about that. But
there also has to be no complete Indian missing, though.
I'm not sure. Is that true?
I'm pretty sure that's the...
La halacha?
La halacha.
Really? As speaking as a Baal Kore, yes, you do Kriya? You can do Kriya.
I usually do it for my wife.
You do it for your wife. Okay, got it. So that means no, you don't do Kriya. Yeah, I'm kind of the same way. Okay, it could be done. Exactly, it could be done. Yeah, I hear. Okay, this should be an easy assignment, if you can look that up for me. Because that's not our Gemara.
Maybe it's a lazy Gemara.
What?
Maybe it's a lazy Gemara.
Right. Maybe it's Mitztari if it's another Gemara about Inyan. Because I know that there are such diunim when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah about skipping Inyanim, about where whole Inyanim are skipped. There's a whole Gemara and
stuff. I'm talking about where it's missing from the Megillah.
I understand. But it could be that the halacha, the halacha is being Mitztari if the two halachos. But look that up for me, because according to our Gemara, which is, again, this is in a vacuum, it wouldn't make a chiluk whether you have the entire Ish Yehudi is wiped out, or the whole, I don't know, the whole Inyan. And what you call an Inyan, I don't know what you call an Inyan. Anyway, look it up for me if you can, if you remember.
By Monday.
By Monday, well, this one has to be done by Friday. This is an easy assignment. This has got to be done before Shabbat. Torah Rabbanan. Hishmit bahakori pasuk echad lo yomer ekra es kula va'achakach ekra oso pasuk. If the Baal Kore skipped a pasuk, he should not say, "Well, let me finish up until the end, and then I'll go back." Okay, this is kind of pasuk because we already said Mesuras, right? Mesuras is no good. Seirusin is no good. So I don't know what the chiddush here is, but it is a brisa, so it could be that Yanachanami, these are all Tanaim saying the same thing. But anyway, he tries to say that it's no good. Ela kore also meoso pasuk. You have to read meoso pasuk ve'elech. Nichnas the beis haknesses v'nimtzat tzibor shekaru chetzia. What if a guy gets into shul and he sees, oh my gosh, I thought it was an 8 o'clock Megillah reading, and it's really a 7:45, so I missed 15 minutes of it. Lo yomar ekra chatzia imatzibor v'achgach ekra chatzia. Ela kore also mitchile v'atzofa. You should not say, well, what I'm going to do is I'm going to hear the rest of it, and and then I'll go back and read everything by Hibi Me'a Chashver. That doesn't work. You have to read it from beginning until the end. So that you can't do. That you can't do. One year it happened to me where I wasn't sure if I heard a word. And so I heard the whole thing. I read until the end. And then I asked the Rav, what do I do? This is back in Baltimore, not this Rav. But what do I do about if I think I missed a word or whatever? So he said, read that word and then read from that word until the end.
What?
That's what he said to do. And I wasn't sure why that works. Well, it doesn't go against this Gemara because these Gemaras are saying what you're going to do is you're going to read the second half and then you're going to read only the first half. What my Rebbe was saying was from the word and from the word that you missed and on, you read that whole thing. So it's Ke'ilu, you've already heard, you know, 78% of the Megillah. The last 22% you have to read on your own. Ke'ilu, something like that. But still, I would think that this is worse than Seirugin. Because Seirugin, you're stopping, but I don't think that there's a hefsek in Dibur. Here, there was clearly a hefsek in Dibur on my part. But still, he said it was okay, and he's a massive Talmud Chacham. So, I was Yotze, I think. And if not, then Al-Chid Shechatanu Lefanecha Bekriyas HaMegillah. Okay, we go on. Misnamnem Yotze. It's going to be, it's somewhere subsumed in all these
Talmudim.
I did enough clapping. What?
Never mind.
Misnamnem Yotze. This is a Gemara that shows up in absolutely every Masecht and Shas. I want to say
because our shir is a good example of that.
I mean, it's all over the place. Okay. Anyway, we had this in Rosh Hashanah. I know, but for some reason the Gemara is not quoting it. Here we go. It's in Tainis, Psachim, Yevamis, Nida. At the very least, I think it's more. But anyway, Heichidame Misnamnem. What is the definition of Misnamnem? If you Misnamnem, you're Yotze. Amravashi Nim Velo Nim Tir Velo Tir. You're dozing, but you're not completely dozing. You're awake, but you're not really awake.
Oh, the relevant halachas. Okay.
What?
The relevant halachas.
Exactly.
It's like me on a typical night.
Exactly.
Here.
This is
not
like
tonight.
It's like this entire shiur on almost every Monday and Thursday.
Yeah.
Okay? Dekarele va'ani. If you call out to the guy, he'll answer. It's extremely typical for a dozing. You know, like if you're dozing, Dekarele va'ani, if they call out your name, you will pick up your head. You will. Okay, I'm not going to do that. But Vikarle Va'ani, V'lo Yadala Dure Svara. But he does not know how to be Choser, meaning you can call his name, but if I said, you know, what's the halacha about if some of the words of the Megillah are missing, are you allowed to read it Baal Peh, then you're not going to be able to be Masbir that. But when they remind him, oh, the halacha is this, then midka, then he will remember. So it's kind of, it's basically this year, every Monday and Thursday evening, basically.
It's happening right now, yeah.
It's happening, it happens almost every Monday and Thursday. If I said it's happening now, that would be lafuke every other Monday and Thursday. But that is not the case, my friends. This happens every Monday and Thursday. I am included in that.
No, you're not. Also, you're not awesome.
Yeah. Okay.
I love the Torah, but last week when you were like about to fall asleep, that was just the best.
Hayakosva Darshu Magia. If a person is writing it, and as he's writing it, he is darshaning it, meaning he's reading it as he's writing it. Im kivin libo yatsa. If he's mechavin, then he's yotze. Says the Gemara Hechidami. What is a possible scenario where a guy is writing a Megillah, reading it, and is Yotze? It's impossible. Either come a Sadr Psuka Psuka, if you're going to tell me what he's doing is, he's reading one Pasuk at a time, and then he's saying, Vayhib Mimei Achashvero, Shuv Achashvero, Shamolech, Mehodu Ve'ad Kush, Sheva Ve'ashurim Ve'yam Dina. So he's reading it, and then he's writing it. Says the Gemara, what does it help that he's having kavana? Alpehu. This is totally alpeh. He's reading the Megillah alpeh. That's not yotze, because he's reading it, and then he's writing it. So that can't be the case. Ella, the kas of psuka psuka. Maybe you'll tell me what he's doing is. He's writing one pasuk at a time. Okay, you got the point, right? He's writing it, and then after he writes it, the karile, then he reads it. Umiyatsa, is that going to be okay? The ha'amar Rav Chelbo, am Rabbi Chaim Bar Gurya Marav, halacha k'divrei ha'omer kula. The halacha follows the opinion, as we will later see. Yeah, as we will later see on Yud Tesamad Aleph. The halacha follows the opinion that says you have to read the entire Megillah. You're not Yotzi unless you read Vahibi Me'achashverosh until the very last line. Vafila lamanda amar miish Yehudi, and even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who says miish Yehudi, you're going to be yotze. Still, tzricha shetehei ksuva kula. You have to have the entire Megillah written in front of you. So how can you tell me that we're talking here in our Mishnah about a case where a guy is writing a pasuk, then reading the pasuk, writing the pasuk number beis, and then reading pasuk beis? You don't have the ksuva kula. You don't have it written in front of you. So how can you be yotze? So says the Gemara, no. Yes, I'll tell you what's happening over here. Ela demancha Megillah kameh. Our Mishnah is talking about a case where there's a full written kosher Megillah in front of you. The Kori Lemina, and you're reading by Ehibi Be'achashvero, Shuachashvero, Shamolech, Meholdu Be'adkul, Shev, Vesim, Yam, Dina. And then, the Kosov Lem, and you're, and then, you so you read it, and then you're writing it. So you're doing two things at one time. You're reading from a full-fledged kosher Megillah, and then you're writing. And you're stopping in between to write. But you are you're reading from a kosher Megillah. So says the Gemara, Lema Misayeya Le Rabba Bar Bar Chana. Let us say, perhaps, that this then is a raya for Rabba Bar Bar Chana. The Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Rabba Bar Bar Chana said in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, Asur lichtav os achas shalom enaksav. It is asur to read, to write even one word of Torah or nach shalom enaksav if it is not from iksav. Meaning that you're not allowed to bal peh think of the pasuk and say bereshis bara elokim, bereshis bara elokim. You have to have iksav in front of you, bereshis bara elokim, and then write it. That seems to be our Gemara. It's exactly what's happening. The guy had in front of him a full-fledged Megillah, and he reads it, and he's writing it. So that seems to be a raya that you need to have the ksav in front of you. So the Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. That's just the hechatimtza of the Mishnah. The Mishnah is talking about a case where you had a Megillah in front of you. But it's not necessarily a raya that you have to have a Megillah in front of you in order to write it. Dilma d'ishramile yisramuye. That's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's what happened in the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, you had a guy who was, as it says, Kosva Darsha Magia. He was reading it, and then he was writing it. And as he was writing it, as he was reading it, he read it, and then he was writing it. So that's the Hechitimts of the Mishnah. But it's not a Raya that every time you write it, you have to have a Ksav in front of you. It's not necessarily a Raya. Gufa. Says the Gemara, Gufa. What does Gufa mean? Gufa always means that we go back on what we previously learned. But my Rebbe used to translate Gufa as Gufa. There you have it. Amar Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Asur Lichtov Os Achas Shalom and Aksav. According to Rabba Bar Bar Chana, as we just learned, it is Asur to write even one letter in the Torah or the Nevi'im or Ksuvim if you don't have a Ksav in front of you. You cannot do it Bal Peh. Meisvei, I'll ask you a Kasha. Amar Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar, Meisim Rabbi Meir. There's a story. Story time. Everybody get up. Shahalach le'aver hashana, le'aber shana. He went to be ma'aber shana in Asia. Okay, I don't know why he had to go to Asia to be ma'aber the shana, but he did, and he did this in Adar because they're ma'aber the shana for Nisan.
Like, Asia is a continent, no?
Well, Asia was
Are you talking about Asia?
No, it's Asia, but, like,
doesn't
mean he's going to Asia.
No, he's not going to Asia. Asia is a place near Israel. It's a city near Israel.
Oh.
Yeah. He wasn't going to the Chinese. He wasn't, no, he wasn't doing any Toshiba TVs over here. What?
Not Asia.
Like, Israel
isn't
Asia.
Yeah, we are in Asia.
We are?
Yeah, but that, he wasn't going to. He wasn't. That was not the point.
Yeah, I thought it was Asia.
Is that just like breaking?
I don't feel like I'm in Asia.
Well, okay. Now you have justification. Indeed, you are.
But at any rate, we're getting totally off topic because that has nothing to do with this. Asia is a city, Lachora in Eretz Yisrael, I want to say.
Yeah, but he went to be La'aber Shana. What does that mean, La'aber? Like
he was going to be La'aber Shana. He was going to intercalate.
He was like testifying.
Yeah, but you would do the
There are different reasons why Bezdin will be Ma'aber the Shana. Typically, it's because we know that Pesach has to fall out Chag Ha'aviv. It has to fall out in the Chodesh Ha'aviv. So it has to fall out during.
But the Ibor Shana, it happened at the end of the month, right?
It happens in Adar. The truth is, to be Ma'abr the Shana, the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah says that they were Ma'abr the Shana already in the beginning of the year. But you could do it as late as Adar.
But what time of the month?
You could do it in the middle of the month.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah, you just can't do it. You're not allowed to do it in Nisan. Once Nisan comes in, you can't do it anymore.
I thought it had to be like.
Where is it?
It's in Pesachim. It's in Pesachim.
It's in where?
Anatolia. It's like Turkey.
Turkey! Very good.
Asia Minor.
Very good. So he must have taken Turkish Air. He must have flown Turkish Air.
I thought this is Asia Minor where we live here. Middle East.
Modern day Turkey is Asia Minor. We're not quite there.
So why are they part of the European Union? Never mind. Okay.
They're not.
And Turkey is?
No.
Well, they're part of NATO. Okay, never mind.
Okay. That's not
at any rate.
Yes.
I digress. Very good. Thank you, Shkoyach. So he was not. He was outside of Eretz Yisrael. But at any rate, he was intercalating the month. And I believe that there is there's a Mishnah. I don't remember where the Mishnah is. It says you cannot intercalate in. Oh, this is a Mishnah in Pesachim.
Yeah.
The Mishnah in Pesachim. Yes. Right. That there was a big problem because one of the Tanaim went to intercalate the Shana already when Nisan came in.
Chizkiyah,
Shkoyach. It was not Chizkiyah Melech. And the Chacham Lahodulo, they were very upset about that because it's not a right thing to do. Already when Nisan comes in, it's it. But Adar, you can do it already. Even though the Mishnah in Rosh Hashanah, I believe, says that we do it in the beginning, or the Gemara says that we do it towards the beginning of the year.
The Maskan of the Gemara is that it was actually on the 30th of Adar.
The Maskan of what Gemara?
The Gemara that talks about that in Pesachim says that it was actually on the 30th. He did it on the 30th of Adar, but because that could have been the first of Nisan, that's why they didn't allow.
Oh, very good. I don't remember that Maskana, but okay, I will take your word for it. At any rate, we know that you can intercalate in Adar, and that's what he was doing. He was intercalating in Turkey. Get it? In Turkey. Anyway, it's a tough crowd. So anyway, he went to Avlohi Yosha Megillah. He did not have a Megillah at that time. What did he do? V'kasva Melibo. He wrote it from his heart, meaning he had it Baal Peh. So he wrote it Baal Peh. So how can you tell me, Rabba Bar Bar Chana, how can you tell me that it's Asalift of Os Achas Shalom and Aksav? Rabbi Meir had no problem doing it. Says the Gemara, no. Rabbi Abahu, shiny Rabbi Meir, the Mikim Bey, Vafapecha Yashiru Negdecha. Rabbi Meir is an exception to this rule. Why? Because he is Mekayim. It is Mekuyim through him, the Pasuk of Afapecha, your eyelids should be clear against you. Meaning, as the Gemara will explain, that there is a clarity, there is a crystal clarity that you have. That your as the Gemara will say, Amrle Rabbi Arami Barachamel Rabbi Yirmiya Midifti Maiva Afapecha Yaishiru Negdecha. What does this phrase mean? That your eyelids should be clear or straight opposite you. Amrle, he says to him, Elu Divrei Torah. This is a reference to Divrei Torah that they should constantly be opposite you, meaning you should always be viewing, always be gazing at the Torah. Dichsiv Bahu, as it says by the Torah, his if einecha bo veinenu. If you blink your eye from it, from the Torah, it'll be gone. So the Torah has to constantly be looked at. Vafilu hachi. But nevertheless, miusharin hein eitzel Rabbi Meir. Despite the fact that this pasuk applies to most people, to 99.99% of individuals, for Rabbi Meir, it was completely clear to him. He had it like, it was mamish, like, it was like suva lefanov. And therefore, Rabbi Meir was able to do it, but typically not. Typically not. Rav Chizda Ashkechel, Rav Chananel. Rav Chizda saw Rav Chananel, the Havakasav Svarm Shalom Neksav. Rav Chananel was doing it too. This is not Rabbeinu Chananel, by the way, who was a Rishon. This is Rav Chananel, who was a Amora. And he was writing Svarim Shalom and Aksav. That's a big no-no according to Rav Bar Bar Chana. Amar Lei. So he says to him, Rav Chizda said to Rav Chananel, Ru'uya kol haTorah kula lichtav lapicha. You should know that it is roi for the entire Torah to be written by you. It's good what you're doing, meaning that the Torah should be written by you. But elakach amru chachamim asalichtav osacha shalom and aksav. But you're not doing it right because the chachamim say you're not allowed to write even one letter shalom and aksav, and you're going ahead and writing the whole thing shalom and aksav. That's what Rav Chisda said to him. And says the Gemara, Midika Amar, Kol HaTorah Kula Re'uya Shetachtav Al Picha, by the fact that he said that it is fitting for the whole Torah to be written by you, Mechlal de Miyushurin Hein Eitzlo. This implies that it was clear to him, meaning that he had this clarity. And Afal Pi Kein, you're not allowed to do it. V'ha Rabbi Meir Kosov, but Rabbi Meir did it. So what's the pshat? So how could Rabbi Meir do it? And you're telling me that Rabbi Meir did it because he had Miyushurin Hein Eitzlo. It was clear to him as crystal, therefore Rabbi Meir is an exception. But Rav Chanana was also an exception. Rav Chisda said so. So why do we allow Rabbi Meir to do it if Rav Chanana is equally clear? Says the Gemara, Shas Adchak Shaini. See, Rabbi Meir came to Asya, and in Asya, this is Turkey, you don't have a Megillah. If you bring out a Megillah, they're going to torture you, right? You in Turkey.
No. In Iran.
Turkey also.
In Yemen.
Turkey also. Anyway. Turkey. Point is,
they're religious Jews in Turkey to this day.
And torture.
They should get out, but it's another story.
But, anyway, he was an exception because it was a Shas Adchak. He had no choice, so he had to do it. So if you have to do it, then you can fall back on the Bidiyeved. But Rav Chananel, who was not Shas Adchak, Rav Chisda was chiding him, telling him, come on, man, do it right. Do it right. I don't know if he said, come on, man. Like, I don't know if he used that language exactly.
Like a ch.
Yeah. Or maybe he just did like this or something like that, you know.
Touch his face a little bit.
What?
Touch his face a little bit.
Yeah. Something like that. Anyway. Abaye, Shara, am I losing you? Okay. Fine. Good. Because I thought I was extremely interesting tonight. Abaye shara le Rebbe bar Chavu le michtav tefillin and mezuzah shalom and aksav. Abaye allowed. This is Devi bar Chavu. He allowed Devi bar Chavu to write tefillin and mezuzah shalom and aksav, meaning al peh. Kiman, who does that hold like? Ki hai tana, like the following tana, who says the sanya Rabbi Meir Omer mishum Rabbeinu. Tefillin u'mezuzos nechtavo shalom anaksav. Rabbi Yirmiya says in the name of Rabbeinu, I guess it's, I don't know who Rabbeinu is exactly, but maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Nasi, I don't know. Could be. He says, tefillin u'mezuzos nechtavo shalom anaksav. You're allowed to write tefillin u'mezuzos shalom anaksav. Ve'ein srichot sirtut. And din number two is they don't even require sirtut, which is the etching of each line inside the klaf. You don't need to do that for tefillin and mezuzos. For hilchasa, and Halacha Moshe Misinai says, tefillin ain't sirtut. Tefillin does not require sirtut. Mezuzos tricha sirtut. But mezuzos do require sirtut. And idi v'idi, both of them, nechtavo shalom and aksav. Both of them can be written shalom and aksav. Why, my taima? Migos grisin. Because they are extremely fluent, meaning everybody knows the parshios and the tefillin and mezuzos, so we allow you to read it shalom and aksav. But when it comes to Sefer Torah, where it's not so clear, then even for people who are clear on it, we say, across the board, don't allow it. Okay, let's finish off until the Mishnah. If you don't mind giving me another 3 or 4 minutes, Haisak Suva Besam says the Mishnah. The Mishnah said if it was written in any other ink other than classic Dio, it's not going to be good. What are these? All these different things that the Mishnah is talking about? Sam, Sikra, Kumus. What are all these things? Says the Mishnah. Says the Gemara. Sam is Sama. Okay, Sama is a type of. I don't know what Sama is. I need some kind of translation. I'm not going to get it here. Nobody has an English translation. Sama is Sama. Sikra, Amraba Barachana, is Sikrasa. What is Sikrasa? Sikrasa is a red dye that they use to color or to paint shutters.
Sama is Orpiminto.
Orpiminto, thank you. Yeah. Now I have total clarity.
Rashi says.
So, Sikra, Amra, Rabachana, Sikrasa, Shema, it's Sikrasa. Kumus, what is Kumus? Kumus is Kuma. It is Kuma, which is a sap of a tree. You're not allowed to use the sap. Kankantum is Charta de Ushkupi. Kankantum in the Mishnah is a reference to Charta de Ushkupi, which is the black polish that the shoemakers use. Diftara, what is Diftara? That it says in the Gemara, in the Mishnah, you're not Yosei with. That's the Maliach v'Kamiach. That is a type of parchment that is salted and it is rubbed in a Kamiach, which is like a flour mixed with water. The lo Ufitz, but it's not Ufitz, so it's not, I forgot what Ufitz means. Rashi says, Me'ubot ba'afatzim shekorin glush, some kind of glaze that they used in order to make sure that it doesn't wipe off. Dude, that it doesn't.
Gallnut.
I don't know how gallnut helps.
I had that from when I learned this Gemara 20 years ago. Gallnut.
Yeah. Anyway, if it's not rubbed down with gallnut, then it's no good. Why?
Well, that's a yesod for life. Everybody knows.
That's a yesod for life. Niyar. What about paper? Is machka? That's machka, which is a type of plant, and you can't use that either. It's got to be the real deal. It's got to be klaf, parchment. Ashnei ksuva ashuris, it has to be written in ashuris, which is lashon hakodesh. How do you know that? Because it says mefurish in the Megillah, kich savam, the chizmanam. It has to be as it is written, and that is lashon ashuris. Ala sefer ubidyo, it must be on parchment and with dyo. Minalan, how do we know that you need sefer and a dio? As yaksiva ksiva, we have exer shava ksiva ksiva, because ksiv hacha, it says in the Megillah, vatikasev Esther Hamalka, that Esther Hamalka wrote, so you see there's a ksiva, uksiv hasam, and it says over there in Yirmiyahu, vayomer lahem baruch mipiv, baruch said it to them from his mouth, from Yirmiyah's mouth, yikarei alai, it should be written to me as kol adrei mo'ela, all of these things. Va'ani kosev, I will write it. Ala sefer ubidyo. So we see that ksiva must always be with a sefer and bidyo. It has to use a sefer, which is klaf, and it has to be a certain dio. Shekoyah. Shekoyah. 41 minutes. Very good.